Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Leighton Insulated Crane Max Telescope Heating Male Masturbator from Honeysex. And this is a great toy. I have to tell you right off the bat, this is a feature light version of the Leighton Future, which is one of my favorite toys of all time. Very realistic, very natural feeling. And this toy is under $75. The Leighton Future is over $200. And this has all the core features of the Leighton Future. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles. It doesn't have the heating drying rod. It doesn't have the perfume compartment. It doesn't have the multiple inserts. But it has the most important features. And you're taking a $200+ toy and you're making a feature light version, which is under $75. So this is incredibly impressive. It doesn't mean it has no features or it only has the bare bones. Like, this is a Leighton toy after all. And if you don't know, Leighton is one of my favorite brands. They make excellent toys. This is no different. So let's jump into it. This is a very heavy toy. Like, you can feel the weight. This thing is dense and heavy. And it's got some features that are kind of weird, but I'll talk about that. I'm not sure what this is all about. This like lightning bolt that kind of looks like a sock. I don't know. It's got four buttons, power button, heating, and then plus and minus adjust the speed of the thrust. And boy howdy does it go. This is an extremely powerful brushless motor. It's fairly quiet, but it's very powerful. Let me just get into the one weird aspect of this toy. This cap, all right, this is the cap for the toy, and it's fairly big and dense, and it has this ring, which, let me see if I can pull this up. It's kind of, it's super weird. All right, this ring is a phone holder. It comes with a metal sticky ring, and you put this sticky ring on your phone, and it sticks to this. Like, you see, it's got magnets. This is a magnet. So you put this on your phone, and then this allows your phone to stick to the cap, and the cap acts as a phone holder. So you can set this down, and this, you can like adjust this, and you can put your phone here, and you can have your phone go. Now, it's not meant to be on the toy. Like, this is the cap. You can't have this be attached to the toy while you're using it, because this toy does move around. But you can set your phone up, you know, using this phone holder on the cap, and you can have it like you could watch porn or something. Now, my question is, why? I mean, I have a phone holder that's like built into my phone, like a little kickstand, and it was like $5. Like, why? Who is using their sex toy cap as their phone holder? Because, you know, if you stick this ring to your toy or your phone, it's going to be like stuck there. I don't know. Like, why? Like, just make a cap. The phone holder cap is so weird. It's such a weird addition. I don't know. That's just the one weird thing. This weird phone holder cap. Like, who is using their sex toy as their phone holder? Anyway. Okay, the insert is nice and squishy. It's also very thin on the sides because it has LED warming lights inside the toy that warm the toy up. And it's not just like one little heat source. It's like all around heat. And it also are red LEDs, so it makes the toy turn red. It's kind of cool. Anyway, let me just show you how powerful this is. So let me turn the power on. Oh God, is it not? All right, so we have one issue. Apparently, you can't activate the buttons with gloves on. So I'm gonna use a stylus. Can I activate it with a stylus? Yes. So, okay, I'm gonna knock it a point for that because, you know, what if you have to wear gloves for some reason? You can't use the buttons. It has to use a stylus. All right, so this is the toy. As you can see, it thrusts up and down. This is its lowest setting. Let me show you how fast this goes. All right, so this is high. And then when you go further on, it does like patterns. Like, let me show you that. Oh wait, no, that's high. Jesus Christ, I can't even hold on to it. I told you, this is actually slipping out of my grip. I'm not faking this. All right, next one. Oh, fuck. Now it's really... Okay. I thought this only had... Jesus Christ. All right. Okay. I can't even hold on to it. Can I? Oh my God. Okay. Hold on. Jesus. All right. Okay. I'm gonna push the button again. Oh God. It's like knocking shit over on my desk. Okay. Stop. All right. I guess. Okay. So it doesn't go faster. It doesn't. Okay. To do the modes, the patterns, you don't use plus or minus. You hit the power button again, and it cycles through the modes. But this is its maximum speed. Look at it go. It's like, look, it launches itself off my desk. Jeez, okay, here. Look at that. Is that even picking up on the camera? This, according to the website, this is over 300 per minute. I believe this is how stupid powerful this is. Let me show you the patterns. Stop. Will you fucking stop? Okay. Okay. So, these are the patterns. Okay, that's pattern one. And then we got pattern two. Alright. Pattern three. Okay. You get the idea. Oh, this one... I'm telling you, man, this thing is crazy powerful. Let me turn the heat on. Look at that. Look, it's like a lightsaber. It glows red with the power of the dark side. I mean, this is the kind of lightsaber I could get behind. Here, let me turn the lights off. You can see, show you how bright this is. Oh my God, hold on, the stylus is stuck to me. Yeah, so it glows literally like a lightsaber. It's got a nice bright red light. Jeez, okay, and it's going. It's just going. You can. All right. Isn't that wild? All right, let's go ahead and turn her off now. Okay. My whole desk is shaking. Stop. Okay, we're gonna. Here we go. All right. Woo! That was an adventure. I mean, like, a bunch of shit on my desk fell over from the vibrations this thing was putting out. This thing is. I mean, you saw it. You saw how stupid powerful this toy was. So, the question on everyone's mind is, like, does it feel good? The answer is absolutely. Again, this is very similar to the Leighton Future. But the Leighton Future is a $200 plus toy, and this is only $69.90, less than $75. So, yeah, this is crazy. Now, let me show you the insert. The insert comes right out, super easy to clean. You turn it inside out, rinse it, dry it manually, no problem. And on the inside, you can see the lights. See those LEDs? That's the heating. Those are heating lights. They're like a... You know, like if you have like a warming lamp, those are like warming lamp LEDs. Let me show you how they look without the insert. Again, I'm going to need the stylus because it doesn't, for some reason, won't let me push the button. All right, so there's. Oh, you can't even see that on camera. You're going to have to take my word for it. They're very bright red LEDs, but they're not going to show up on the camera because they're just straight up light. I thought they'd be... They're super bright. What do you want? Let me turn this off. Turn off. Jesus. Okay. Turn off. Now the stylus isn't even working. Turn off. There we go. All right. Okay. So once you clean off your insert, you just put it back in. Really easy. Because the insert is rather thin, in order to heat up quickly, it actually... It goes in pretty easily. It may look hard because of the gloves, but it's actually pretty easy to get this in here if you're not wearing giant chimpanzee gloves. You know, that's the downside of the chimpanzee gloves. They make it a little bit hard to manipulate fine objects. All right, two more things to talk about. On the back, you have the charge port, and this uses USB-C, which is the same... Cord, like it comes with a cord, But I'm just going to use the cord that I use to charge my phone because it also uses USB-C. And I love it when toys use USB-C because I don't have to mess with any proprietary cables. And then the light comes on to show that it's charging. Cool, cool. All right, last thing. The mystery hole. This is a hole. And it's not mentioned in the instruction manual. It's not mentioned in the website. And the sticker pointing to it is written in Japanese. So if you want to know what is this mystery hole, it is a headphone jack. And what it does is when you put headphones in it, the toy will moan and talk dirty to you in Japanese while you're using it. Pretty standard. The fact that it isn't mentioned anywhere was just kind of weird. But it's nothing to write home about. It's just a girl talking to you and moaning in Japanese. If you're into that sort of thing, great. I personally would just put on some earbuds and listen to some ASMR or some porn. You don't need to actually like have your headphones attached to your toy, but you can. And that's it. That's the toy. So you get a weird phone holder that comes with a like magnetic ring, and you could use your sex toy cap to hold your phone while you're jerking off. And then you can plug your headphones in, which, again, these are weird features that I wasn't expecting. But the heating works, and this thing is stupid powerful. It's absolutely crazy how powerful this is, and it's pretty easy to clean. But, I mean, now, here's the thing. What'll happen is you can't, if you're trying to, like, control it, to control the thrust, you're not going to be able to. If you try to prop this against something, it's going to shake that thing. Because this is so powerful. What I recommend doing is just let it just fucking go on your shit. You know, hold on to it, but don't, you know, just let it go. It's going to feel good, trust me. But this is great. And the price tag. This thing is less than $75. And I would compare this to the Leighton Future, which is a $200+ toy. So if you've been on the fence thinking about, hey, I really... You know, TFM talks a lot about the Leighton Future and how great it is, and maybe I should get that, but it's so expensive. Well, this is a toy for you. If you've been on the fence about the Leighton Future, maybe because of its price tag, or maybe some of the features don't seem that important, like you don't care about the drying warming rod or the perfume dispenser, and you just want like the core features, I highly recommend this toy. This toy has the core features, very powerful thrust, warming, and that's about it. Like the phone holder thing is just kind of a weird bonus, but for less than $75 for this type of toy, this quality, like this thing is stupid powerful. This might be one of the most powerful toys I've ever reviewed. Like it literally knocks shit off my desk. That's how powerful this is. It was like, it would have flown off the, here, I'll show you. It will fly off the table. Look, it just fucking threw the shit off. Let me turn this up all the way. All right, I'll do it again. It just falls off the table. Like, you can't stop it. It just wants to fall off the table. Like, this thing is just so stupid powerful. All right, like, just to hit the button, I have to, like, hold it down. I have to, like, pin it down in order to hold the button. It's crazy. All right, so... $75 for this toy. Crazy price. So definitely pick this up. I think I have a coupon code. Yeah, I have a coupon code. It'll save you even more money. Even more money off. This toy is already less than $75. And I would have easily guessed this is a $200 toy. Maybe $150, but for a Leighton, for this level of power... This probably would be a $200 toy, and it's on sale for not just less than $100, less than $75. So, anyway, yeah, man, crazy. What happened to my light? Why is it so bright all of a sudden? It's like washing everything out. Oh, well. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Honeysex, for sending me this toy. Just excellent toy. Definitely check it out. Definitely pick it up if you're on the market. You won't be disappointed. You'll be very pleasantly surprised for the price and for the quality of the toy you're getting. This is amazing. So anyway, thank you, Honeysex, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code, save a little bit more money. Even cheaper, even better, even more of a no-brainer. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.